Hey everybody, this is Rambo from the Echoes of New Eden podcast here giving you the latest and greatest game news and such for the week. I know we are not having a live show this week. I just want to do an update. Taylor is out. I was pretty busy this week and it's been a slow week in general as it is anyway as far as community news goes. I do have some announcements and patch notes and stuff to go over. Couple events, but otherwise, nothing really big has happened in this last week. You know, SHH had a fireside today, so I'm sure a lot of people are wanting to listen to that and get updated as to what's going on with the war. So I'll just leave it at that. But to kick things off, let's go into the game announcements from the last week. So they have this one here, says, The Concord has received an increasing number of feedback regarding the inability to log in with X account, aka Twitter. We are still in the process of finding the resolutions. We would like to reiterate the current instability of using X account due to login API changes. The Concord strongly advises all pilots to link to other accounts to avoid risk of losing your account. So, this isn't new news to us. We've known for quite a while that Twitter had some API issues with the game, some security info, all that type of stuff. So, I mean, this had to have been over a year ago we were hearing about this type of stuff. And for people to bind your account to something other than Twitter, aka X. So, that's just another thing. I'm sure they're still seeing issues with this and people losing their accounts. I have one. It's kind of a unused alt in a way. I can't log into it on one of my Fire tablets because it's saying that there's Twitter issues. I'm like, oh well. Good thing I don't have anything really valuable on that character to really care about it. Though I do understand that some people may have some, more expensive items on those characters. And they would like to try and get those back. So then there's customer support tickets. And overall, there's just a lot of issues with that. So just in case you use solely Twitter accounts for logins for the game, bind that to something else and figure that out before that gets completely deceased overall for being a login info. So do that. I could only recommend that to you. And hopefully nobody has any issues after that. So they had that announcement regarding that update. And then as for the Q&A, now I'll ramble off these Q&As. I'll probably give short answers as to what I'm thinking. Granted, I don't have my trusty co-hosts with me to bounce ideas off of or, you know, to get their input, stuff like that. So this is kind of just based off what I'm thinking, basically, for the answers, good or bad, or whatever I can add to that. So, let me see here. Now, I did not read these ahead of time, so these are new to me. Okay. Would it be possible to add a feature to the nanocore analysis, whereby when you analyze a core to add entries to your library, it also adds the skin to your account? This would make more skins available for editing and our favorite ships even more personal. Thank you. It's an interesting idea, says Jamie So. We will consider developing related features. Thank you. So not much for an answer there. Great. Yay, more skins. Way to add it to the entries in your library similar to nanocores. I think that whole system needs optimized. It's really slow as it is. And sometimes there's nanocores in there that I don't want to see for my ship. Since it's like, Like, for instance, nanocores that were only kind of one-off type things. Like, they haven't released since they originally released. And it's like, I don't want to see that nanocore in my list if I don't have it, honestly. So that's just me. I'm sure people would like to see what their ship looks like with other nanocores. Heck, you can even see the corporations that won Interstellar Bazaar events. You can see their nanocores for ships that you own, but you wouldn't be able to equip it, of course. So I don't know, it's just one of those things. But they said that they're going to be developing related features with this in the future, so who knows. All right. In the Capsular Outpost Manage Permissions to Enter, you could change Current Alliance to Current Alliance plus Friendly Alliances. There is regular confusion and even arguments about players seeing to forbid entry to their POS by players who are blue to them. So this functionality involving shared assets and standing adjustments, especially alliances, is complex. Related changes could lead to a series of problems. It needs further evaluation, and we probably wouldn't do changes to this anytime soon. Thank you for your understanding. Yeah, permissions, not just for Outpost, but for many things, has always been kind of an issue, and it's kind of one of those things where if they change it, then it breaks it even more. Could they fix it? Sure. Could they add more permissions as a feature in some of these outposts? I mean, they could. How reliable it's going to be, I don't know. I just feel like if they change it now, it'll be breaking it in some way. It's like our gates right now. If you have certain things, it overwrites other things, and certain people can see it, and then all of a sudden you change the settings, and then now nobody can see it. I just think that the whole thing is really, it could be confusing as it is, and game performance isn't really up to par when it comes to that, because two corps can have the same permissions, and one corp won't see a gate compared to another corp. One corp won't be able to dock into another corporation's outpost or citadel, even though they have the same permission. It's weird. It could be pretty dumb at times. So, yeah, understand it's complex. So, optimizations are required in the future. So, question number three. It would be a good idea to do a chat voice in-game, I think. You join in and chat, and automatically you can hear everyone, only if allowed. I do not know, though, but I would like it. So Jamie So says, pilots should have no problem using voice chat outside the game, which may be more convenient. Of course, we will evaluate the actual needs of players in this regard from time to time. I can see this as being an issue if people didn't already use TeamSpeak or Ventrilo or whatever, or Discord. Discord probably being the major one. I know TeamSpeak or Ventrilo are kind of old school ones, but Discord, I mean, granted, every corp is on Discord. Most players, like 99% of the EVE Echoes population, is most likely on Discord. Whether or not they're on their corporation Discords or not, that's a whole nother thing. Voice comms are available there. Discord's pretty nice considering it's social media, but certain countries don't allow it, so I could see them kind of wanting a game feature. But at the same time, it's like a help chat. You join help chat, and all of a sudden, people are MFing you, people are trying to scam you, people are just telling you lies, whatever. Same thing can happen here. I'll probably stay away from this with a 100-foot pole. I don't want anything to do with an in-game chat, especially as public as this is, where it could be open to anyone who has it allowed, which could be kids, and it could just be adult content that you don't want them hearing, or stuff that you don't want to hear. I mean, honestly, it could be a shit show for what it is, so maybe a good idea for this person, but I don't think it's a very good idea. Stick to Discord, stick to your groups, and leave it at that. And even then, they admit it's probably, it shouldn't be any problems using a voice chat outside of the game. All right, so, heck, there's like Facebook, you can do Facebook calls and stuff. Like, there's other ways. Don't give them any reason to break the game anymore. How about that? All right. All right, next question, hopefully the last question here. I would say that my question is, how can EVE Echoes make the game more immersive and engaging for players who love to explore and create their own stories in this vast galaxy? And my suggestion is, maybe EVE Echoes can add more features and content that allow players to express their creativity and imagination in the game, such as customizable ships and locations, that can be designed and decorated by players. Yes. More diverse and dynamic events and missions that can be triggered by players' actions and choices. A rich lore and history of EVE Universe that can be discovered and influenced by players. A sandbox mode that lets players experiment and play with different scenarios and settings. Okay, so there's a number of things in there that I'd like to see. A lot of it, I think, is beneficial to this game. Sure, give us more diverse content and customizable features and more story missions. I mean, granted, these are what people want for PvE. Not necessarily for PvE, but just for game features. And it's, you know, it's kind of boring as it is, as it sits right now. Jamie So says, hi there. These suggestions are our long-term goals, but we need to strike a balance between creativity and development difficulty. Currently, most players are doing PvP, so we are focusing on expanding players' PvP gameplay and addressing practical issues. Thank you for your support. Wait a minute. They just said most players are doing PvP. Now, I know this is a lie. This definitely can't be true. I don't understand how most players are doing PvP. So they are focusing on expanding players' PvP gameplay and addressing practical issues. Now, we do know that they have some upcoming content that involves PvP. Black Ops, battleships, other stuff that is related more so toward the PvP side. I don't see that. That's just hilarious. I don't know where they get it. I mean, just Gita Local itself is... There's more people in Gita Local than there is players PvPing right now. So I don't understand this. It's just weird answer, but it is what it is. Granted, for them adding content, long-term goals, I do believe that. Do you know that, you know, some of these things have been asks by the community for a long time. So I do have faith that they will be implementing more new stuff, immersive stuff, you know, more customization type stuff, more missions. Granted, capital encounters are probably right around a corner too, so, you know, with supers implemented and all that type of stuff. So you never actually really know, but they have long-term goals with that. So I have faith that they'll be implementing that type of stuff. So that's basically it for the announcements. It was just the Twitter announcement and the dev Q&A. So now I have the patch notes up. And as usual, they had their 120-minute patch note. Here's 5,000 skill points, you know, the usual. They did have a small balance update now. So for modules, they had activating command burst no longer triggers a weapon timer. Okay. Now, does this... I don't know if this was just related to the command burst. I haven't mined in an Orca in a while, but the mining foreman still triggers a timer, a crime timer, or combat timer. So I don't know if that was fixed in this, but I doubt it. They did some changes to cosmic anomalies, more specifically the Waste Seeker encampments for the event that's going on. Because everybody knows that these Waste Seeker sites are spawning in basically everywhere in New Eden and not just Cobalt Edge. So they had adjusted some enemies and their chances of spawning elites, Waste Seeker enemies that use warp drive by approximately 7.5%. So they reduced that and increased the number of data cores in the loot crates by 15%. So pretty much there was that. They did implement this. They increased the initial distance when entering Nihilus space to 6 kilometers. That's an interesting change. So interesting to see as to what that's going to do for gates and travel. Reduced the cooldown time of the corporation's space scan from 20 hours to 10 hours. So there you go. Base scan. Yes. They did add some optimizations here. The valuation updated based on market transaction records. So that's the usual kind of market update for estimated pricing. With the increased investment of corporation construction, the offline time requirement for impeaching the corporation's CEO has been raised from 21 days to 3 months. Yikes. Okay. This is interesting to see, because we know that sometimes there happens to be CEOs that go missing for however long. They can get the corp basically taken over by a vote to, I guess, implement another CEO to the corporation. Then they can do whatever they want to the corporation. That used to be 20 days until vote. Now it's 3 months. So that changes things. Yeah, people are going to have to wait. But granted, I guess no more 21, 24 day corp thefts are going to be happening because of that. So it is what it is there. The currently set range is now shown on the setting interface for orbit range, approach range, and drone orbit range. They optimize Stargate's queuing mechanism when many capsuleers request to travel through at the same time, increasing the travel speed. Okay. They fix some bugs. Yeah, they fix some bugs here. Fix the incorrect description of warp drive power consumption under supercarrier bonus. They fixed an issue where some new add-on structures could not be locked. They fixed an issue where the volume of items moved out of the cargo hold sometimes could be incorrectly shown as occupied. So, that is interesting. Not too many things in there that really affected me, to be honest, but some interesting changes in there. So, that is really it for game news. It was just the announcements in the patch notes. There's nothing really else big news as far as Eveco's Discord goes. Now, toward New Eden stuff, as you probably all know, we had the Coconut Run qualifying match that happened yesterday. And, you know, that was a good race. Taylor had hosted that with Mbutu. And it was pretty successful. It was actually pretty cool to see. I wasn't able to join it. I had other things that had come up, and so I wasn't able to attend that. I did watch the video though. Granted, it was on, it's on our YouTube and Twitch, and it was posted all over Discord and such. But they had the qualifier times, and so as the times are sorted, they do have the racers listed, so I'm going to go from fastest time to slowest time. First place being Muffin, second place being Joda, third place being Felsharen, fourth place being Chained Demon, fifth place being Mcharis Khan, sixth place being Cracklin, and then over 10 minutes there was two people, Revken and Scepter73, that were over 10 minutes on that single lap. So the fastest time was 7 minutes and 57 seconds. And to think about it, man, that's a pretty good hike. That is a pretty good hike. And so with the qualifier times that have gone out, or released, I guess, that info has been released, New Eden Black Market has started betting. Similar to like a sports book, you can bet on who you want to win. So based off these qualifier times, maybe if you know whether or not they're practicing or not, making adjustments to their ships before the final, then you could probably put a bet on one of these players and see if you can maybe come out with some money. You know, so Muffin right now is favored. And so if you want to go to the New Eden Black Market and bet on whomever you think you're going to win, or whoever you may think is going to win, then you can. So like I said, it's on the black market. They have a channel. You can do contracting and all that type of stuff and potentially win some ISK there. So like I said, yesterday was the qualifying match. Now, next weekend, next Saturday at the same time is the finals. So that I will be there for. We're going to have interviews, we're going to have music, we're going to have, AI, or not AI, but we're going to have some other chatter going on, as well as more cameras, more eyes, more spectators. I'm going to be commenting on it, so it's going to be crazy as hell. It's going to be a good event, and we'll be most likely streaming it here or on the Twitch, so you can watch that over there. It's going to be a good time. Granted, 8 minutes is just the one lap. So the qualifier match yesterday was actually considerably short compared to what next weekend's final race is going to be. So everybody, they can come over, we can cheer them on, have a good time, and watch the race together. So there's been talks already about getting a greater New Eden event going similar to this. You know, that's something that we could probably look into. Granted, we did kind of mention that this is a test for a lot of different things that are happening behind the scenes, you know, testing the stream quality and cameras and eyes and, you know, whatever else kind of coordination that needs to happen behind the scenes to be able to make this fun and engaging for the audience, and as well as fun for the racers as well as a competition. So this has been pretty cool to see. And I'm actually pretty excited to not only attend next week's event, but to do more events like this in the future as well. I mean, I'd be down totally. I'd totally be down for that. So that's basically it as far as that goes. Now, you know, like I'd hinted toward the beginning of the show here, SHH did a fireside today, and really it was just an update on the war efforts that they're going after Void. So that's basically where the war is now. It's Void and Friends, which includes AOA. You know, people say the botting empire and all that. Little do people know that AOA is like the largest entity in New Eden right now, with holding something like 9 regions. But that doesn't stop Pact 23 from saying SHH is bad. So SHH is kind of rallying the troops a bit to push further into Void space. So good luck to them. Good luck to the people that are fighting that. And, you know, it was a pretty interesting listen for those that were there. And for those that weren't there, then I guess you can find the audio somewhere. Now, as far as anything else really game news related, I don't really have much else for you. You know, I had seen that there's some content creators, you know, releasing some videos, like Gengard released one about a log-off trap that was a couple days. Juby is posting content about his PvP experiences in this war so far. And Hale is becoming everybody's kind of newest and most favorited content creator right now with all the stuff that he's doing over on his channel. And so, yeah, go check out those content creators in the channel, in the content that they're making, and give them a shout out and support them by giving them your subscribe. So as far as anything else goes, that is it for another week. Kind of kept it short and sweet. Not really too much else is going on for this last week anyway, so we could only see what this next week has in store for us. So everybody, thank you for listening, and I guess I'll see you next week at the race, and then following that on Sunday next week, we'll have the podcast as well. So fly safe out there, 07.